Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2362. Signs You're Exercising Too Much by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, it is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. And today's quote is perfect for what we're going to be talking about on this episode. So here we go. Quote, "Balance is beautiful." Miyoko Ono. With that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Signs You're Exercising Too Much by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. Exercising is important for maintaining good health. However, it's equally important to find balance between doing enough and overtraining. Exercising too much can have negative consequences on your physical and mental well-being. Let's talk about some of the signs that you're exercising too much and what you can do to avoid overtraining. Signs you may be exercising too much. 1. Chronic fatigue. If you feel like you're dragging during the day, even after a good night's sleep, then you may be exercising too much. Overtraining can lead to insomnia, sleep deprivation, or disruption of your sleep cycles. On the other hand, when you're doing the right amount of exercise, a good night's sleep should leave you feeling rested and ready to tackle the day. 2. Decreased performance or lack of progress. Instead of seeing improvements in your fitness level, you may notice a decline in your performance, such as decreased strength, endurance, or speed. If you feel sluggish during your workouts or unable to perform at your normal levels, then you may be exercising too much. 3. Muscle soreness. Some soreness is normal after you exercise. However, you could be exercising too much if you experience persistent muscle soreness that doesn't go away after rest. No matter how fit you are, muscle soreness can affect you. In fact, it can happen more frequently after trying a new activity or pushing yourself more than normal. But your muscles should stop aching within 2 to 5 days. If you continue exercising normally when you're sore, then you're not giving your muscles enough time to recover. If you continue to push yourself when you're sore, then it can lead to an injury. 4. Change in mood. Excessive exercise can lead to mood swings, irritability, and increased stress levels. Exercising too much places excessive stress on your body, which leads to the release of stress hormones like cortisol. Too much cortisol can contribute to feelings of anxiety and restlessness, making it difficult to relax. 5. Illness and injuries. Although exercise can help boost your immune system, exercising too much can weaken it. As a result, you become more susceptible to illnesses like colds and infections. Also, exercising too much can make it more difficult to recover from an illness. Even worse, exercising too much increases your risk of an injury due to the excessive strain repeatedly placed on your body. If those minor aches and pains don't go away, it might be time to take a rest day or reduce your workload to recover before the injuries get worse and make you stop exercising altogether. 6. Lack of motivation. If you find yourself dreading workouts that you otherwise enjoy, it may be a sign you're exercising too much. Over time, excessive exercise can lead to burnout. As a result, you may feel a loss of motivation and enthusiasm for exercise or other aspects of life. This can contribute to feelings of apathy, procrastination, and low energy. And 7, it takes longer to recover. If you exercise too much, then it can take longer for your muscles to recover between workouts. Without adequate rest, you may even experience lingering soreness that doesn't go away. You may even notice your resting heart rate is higher than normal. In fact, an elevated resting heart rate can be a sign of overtraining. What should you do if you are exercising too much? It's crucial to find balance between exercise and recovery to maintain your overall health and well-being. If you suspect you may be exercising too much, it's essential to rest and give your body a chance to recover. First, it's okay to stop exercising. A couple of days off will not affect your fitness level in a meaningful way. Also, try to get adequate sleep. A good night's sleep is when you fall asleep easily, don't fully wake up during the night, do not wake up too early, and wake up in the morning feeling refreshed. However, you need both quality sleep and the right amount of sleep consistently to get the rest you need to repair and maintain your body. When you're feeling more energized after resting, then you can start back slowly and work your way toward your normal exercise routine. If resting doesn't seem to be helping you recover, then you should contact your doctor to help identify any underlying problems and receive guidance tailored to your specific needs. Tips to avoid exercising too much. 1. Listen to your body. Your body will tell you when it's time to rest. Always pay attention to how you feel while you're exercising. If you feel sluggish or pain, then you may be exercising too much and should stop and rest. Make rest a priority and give your body enough time to recover, especially after intense workouts. Rest can be no exercise or light exercise. Regardless, it's vital to get adequate sleep and eat balanced meals to recover. 2, add variety to your workouts. Avoid doing the same workout every time you exercise. You should mix different types of exercises to your routine. This works different groups of muscles and reduces the repetitive stress on your body from doing the same exercises each time. Also, before you start your workouts, do some warm-up exercises so your muscles and joints are ready. After your workouts, cool down with some stretches which can help with muscle soreness and may prevent injuries. 3. Set realistic goals. If you're pushing yourself extra hard to obtain a specific goal, then it's important to make sure your goals are realistic and attainable for your fitness level. It's okay to have big goals. However, it takes time to achieve them, especially if you're a beginner. Instead, create goals based on your fitness level. Once you achieve a goal, then set a slightly more challenging one. Celebrate the small wins and try not to do too much too soon. 4. Track your progress. Keep a fitness journal or use an app to monitor your workouts and progress over time. Tracking your progress can give you a heads up if there are changes in your efforts for better or worse. As a result, you can make adjustments to your routine to potentially avoid the pitfalls of exercising too much. And 5, get help. You may not be able to figure it out on your own. Thankfully, there are others who can help. You can talk to a certified personal trainer who can create a workout plan specific to your goals and fitness level. Also, they can help show you how to perform your exercises safely and efficiently while minimizing your risk of injury and exercising too much. The takeaway: it's important to find balance between exercise and recovery to maintain your overall health and well-being. Therefore, you should know the signs of exercising too much and develop strategies such as setting reasonable goals, adding variety to your workouts, and tracking your progress. Don't be afraid to talk with a certified trainer to help you. Always listen to your body and rest if you need to. Missing a few days of exercise won't erase your efforts and could help you avoid injuries that could force you to stop exercising altogether. You just listened to the post titled "Signs You're Exercising Too Much" by Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I've experienced basically all of the symptoms of overtraining that Mark described in today's article. Overtraining happens to all of us. Think about it. We are constantly being told that we need to push ourselves just a bit further, maybe by increasing the intensity of our workouts, or how long we spend working out, or how often we work out. Don't get me wrong, these tips are still important. But if we actually incorporate these, then overtraining will probably happen to us at some point. We'll probably end up pushing ourselves a bit too hard. When we start to experience overtraining symptoms, instead of stressing about it, think of it as a learning experience. It's our body telling us it's time to change something. Maybe rest for an extra day or switch up our routine somehow. So don't ignore these symptoms. As Mark said in today's post, listen to your body. Back off a bit if that's what your body is telling you. And then get back to it. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.